Hey everyone, it's Father Jim Martin here from the Jesuit Gardens in Rome. Rome is behind me, or Vatican City is behind me. And just a little bit of an update on what's been going on. As you know, the cardinals and the cardinal electors have been in what are called general congregations before the conclave starts on May 7th. And you hear so many rumors these days about who's in, who's out, who's up, who's down, in terms of who's going to be the next pope. And what I find interesting is that the rumors are often completely contradictory. I made this point in a conclave diary for America Media just yesterday, I think. So, for example, you hear, oh, Cardinal Parolin has it all wrapped up. He has 50 votes for sure. He has all the Italian bishops behind him. And then another person equally in the know says, no, 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 the Italian bishops' conference are totally split, and he doesn't have all the votes. Okay. Cardinal Zuppi, he's too associated with San Egidio, the Italian lay movement that works with the poor and even has branches in the U.S. and around the world. So he's too associated with that group. People say, no, no, it's good because he's really associated with the poor, and you know, people like to see that, just like Francis. Someone else says, Cardinal Tagle mismanaged Caritas, and that shows that he's not a good manager. And someone else said, no, that's ridiculous. That wasn't under him at all. It was someone else who was responsible, and people don't care about it anyway. He's so charismatic. So who's up? Who's down? Who's moderate? Who has the votes? And it reminds me of William Goldman's deathless quote. William Goldman, the screenwriter, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and the Princess Bride, who said about Hollywood, nobody knows anything, right? The idea that people talk a good game, but they don't know. Really, the only people who know anything are the cardinals in that room in the Paul VI aula, and they're not talking, or they shouldn't be talking, really. And if they are talking, they're talking about generalities, right? They're talking about, in general, who is needed to be pope. So the only person who really knows is the Holy Spirit, and we're not going to know what the Holy Spirit knows until the new pope steps out on the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica. So I guess I would say try to avoid getting too wrapped up in a lot of the rumors, who's in, who's out, who's up, and who's down. The Italian language paper, the Italian paper La Stampa, even has like a graph or a graphic each day that has like arrows up and arrows down for each guy. So just, you know, concentrate on the Holy Spirit and pray for the cardinal electors that they might listen to the Holy Spirit. And I think you'll be okay, and the church will be okay. God bless you.